This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ah, hello everybody. Here we are, the introduction to the episode. This is Brian Gittins, sat in his car, delivering you some information that you no doubt don't want to hear. But I'm going to do it anyway, just in case you're interested, just in case. Just in case. I used to know a bloke called Just In Case. Okay, what have I got to say to you? Okay, intro to the podcast. Yes, so, this is bollocks, isn't it? I'm doing my Q&A night with David Edwards, just to let you know. If you fancy coming along and seeing David Edwards live in the flesh on stage with me, we're going to be doing a Q&A. But the difference is you get to ask the questions. You in the audience get to ask the questions. So we're going to fire questions at him for about an hour, and he just answers them. Whatever question it is, the man is I absolutely love the man, and I really do recommend coming along to these. They're really good fun. So if you fancy come along to the David Edwards Q&A, we're doing that on the 31st of May. The 31st of May, down in Brighton at Sticky Mike's Frog Bar. I'll be posting, actually the links are already up on my Facebook and Twitter. So have a look there. But it's David Edwards. Go to the Sticky Mike's Frog Bar website if you want. Have a look there. I'm waffling. But David Edwards Q&A, 31st of May. And be in the audience and ask him questions and get pissed. Okay, second thing is we're doing our challenge game show on the 17th of May at the Moth Club in Hackney. So it'll be me, Charles, Mark Silcox, maybe David Edwards, dressed in a cat suit. We're doing that, our game show. That's always good fun. Always good fun. So that's a challenge game show on the 17th of May at the Moth Club in Hackney. And so that's about it. It was a quick one, wasn't it? And if you want to support the podcast and all our projects, then please go to Patreon, have a look for Brian Gittins, and become a Pledgertron. You can pledge as much as you want, as little as you want, and there's all sorts of rewards. But yeah, go along to Patreon and have a look at the Brian Gittins Patreon site if you want to support the project. Okay, without further ado, I know how boring these things are. Let me tell you a quick joke. Nope, haven't got one. Okay, enjoy the podcast. Bye-bye. Hello and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends podcast with myself, and I've swapped chairs. This feels slightly uncomfortable with it, but directly opposite me I have, he's always here, he's 6'8".
6'4".
He's David Edwards, and this podcast is going to be called The Blonde...
Holy Spirit.
Blonde Man.
The Blonde Man.
The Blonde Man.
That's not bad.
We've never gone so basic.
No, but it's true, though, isn't it? I'm a man and I'm blonde.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
yeah, well, quite.
The voice
quite right.
You can hear is none other than...
Katie Wicks. There we go.
Well done, David.
There we go. I've done the research.
Chairs. I feel bad now.
No, it's absolutely fine. Thanks for... Katie's got a blocked ear. But she's slurping her tea. But you're right, Katie.
Interesting thing about me, to be honest.
What's that?
The ear.
is the most interesting thing about you.
Can you hear me, Katie?
Yeah, it's a conversation starter, but it's not the most interesting thing.
One ear.
Right, so I'm going to set the scene. Basically,
the conversation stop him all night.
Well, no.
Basically, you two are getting on so well.
Well, we are. A bit of banter there, isn't there? Bit of interaction.
Do you think you need me, David?
Yeah, I bloody do. You're my life preserver.
So if I wasn't here, what would you talk about?
The ear being blocked, perhaps. And that's true. We move on to...
Let's do 50 minutes talking about... Go on.
Should we go through what else is blocked?
What, physically? Body? Your body? Anything else?
All the emotions are blocked and one eye is blocked.
Goodness me, all the emotions. You've got to let those out.
Who I've blocked on Twitter.
Very true.
Who have you blocked on Twitter?
The lot of them. The whole lot.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Do you get trolls?
You know, I wouldn't even call it that. It's more just like fatuous comments.
Yeah. What sort of catty comments?
Catty comments?
No, just things that I don't... Just people who haven't got it. People who just haven't got what I was trying to achieve.
They haven't got the finger on the pulse type of thing.
They haven't got the online persona.
What were you trying to achieve, Katie?
Loads. Loads.
Right, just to set the scene, we're in a dressing room.
Oh.
ITV Studios. We're at the recording of Not Going Out.
Goodness me, this is cooking.
Katie is not in the show anymore, but David's got a scene. You've managed to get yourself a scene. You went to a casting and were successful. Katie's coming to the studios with me to give you a little pep talk, and then we're going to watch David do his scene on Not Going
Great.
Okay.
That could be a real career changer
for
me.
That's not a bad scenario, is it? I came up with a little train.
What's the character?
The character is called Nigel. He's a postman, and he's accidentally given them the wrong
staple.
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite right. So I ring the doorbell. They open the door, and I've got dialogue to present. And it's a case I've accidentally given them the wrong post, and they disagree and say, "No. We've all the posts now. There's a conflict, and hopefully comedy will bubble through that."
Like my ear.
Yes, absolutely. We'll
my
block.
Ear's bubbling through.
Stop the blockage and enter into some humour.
So who am I, please?
What's that? What's that, Charles?
Who am I, please?
You work for ITV, or sort of...
Like the boss of ITV.
The boss of ITV.
He sounds
ITV.
Like that.
So you've
giving
got
notes?
Giving notes. You've got to put your costume on, David, so me
absolutely,
and Katie are in the dressing room with you.
That's not a problem.
Costume?
Sorry?
Is it postman costume?
It is a postman costume. It's navy blue.
Program, isn't it?
It's very realistic. Tie goes on, hat, sack for my males.
Tie goes on, put it on.
There we go. So I just disrobe for a second behind this cabinet.
I think because it's a block of flats, the door, you'd have to be let in from the entry buzzer downstairs. They different shot of the exterior that they do.
Oh, it's very clever, TV. Yeah, yes.
And then I think you all appear on the door to their actual flat, which is inside a corridor.
Right.
Oh, right.
Is that usually what postmen do, isn't it? They go into the flats.
Yeah, so I'd have a code to allow myself in.
But technically, it would be a pigeonhole downstairs in the vestibule. So you wouldn't interact with them.
But the thing is, it's a dispute because I think someone's put their fingers in someone else's pigeonhole.
Someone else's pie.
Absolutely. And now I'm going up like the sheriff and saying, right, you know, that book from Amazon by Nigelis,
Hang on a minute. What are you going on about? Can you read your little bit, your lines of dialogue now?
Right, okay. Interior, outside flat, daytime.
Interior.
Postman knocks, not knock.
Everything
twice.
Okay, David.
Everything okay? Is he playing a role now with me? Or?
Is that the head of ITV? Oh, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm very confident, thank you. I'm just going for my life.
Also, we haven't talked about why it's transferred from BBC One to ITV.
I thought it was on ITV.
Why is it on ITV?
I'm just happy to do the job.
ITV.
I'm not being, choosy. I just want to get involved.
Is it more money on ITV?
Oh, dear.
Potentially, you've got advertisers.
How dare you. It's not that bad.
Knock, postman appears, hand on hip. Finger pointing. Well, just a bit of body.
Does it say that in the script?
It does, yes.
Why?
Yeah. Just to give me an idea of how I'm going to do the character. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Hip guy, I'm quite right.
Hip
all the ways, embrace that to the core. And I've gone down to the pigeon shelves. And
is this it? Sorry, have you started?
Yeah, I have. I'll go straight into it.
So, interior, outside flat.
And there's been a massive... So I'm outside... I'm outside the flat.
Well, that's what you said.
Oh, sorry. I'm outside the person's flat, so I'm in the hallway now.
Okay.
And it's a case of, listen, I'm a busy man.
Right, let's do it from the off. You've knocked on the door. Here we go.
Knocked on the door. Listen, I'm a busy
I'll
man.
Play the other part. Okay. You can't start with that.
No, you're quite right, yes.
I'll open the door.
You've got a script there.
Yes, I have. Yeah, quite right. Focus on the script.
Should I be Lee Mack?
Yes, please.
Oh, hello.
Sorry to trouble you, Lee. Just there's been a dispute over the post.
How do you know my name? Oh, because you're my postman.
Absolutely. We've known each other for quite a few years
there's
now.
There's some symbols.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, a bit of laughter from the crowd, hopefully.
Never learn their names. Sort of thing.
Look at my script.
There's been a dispute over the posts.
A dispute,
yes.
Sounds rude.
Well, it's not that rude. It's quite serious, really. Someone has... I think you've accidentally taken someone's Amazon parcel and it's in your flat and I need to give it to the person next door.
At this point, he closes the door and then you knock again.
Yeah.
Oh, still here.
Well, I can't go until I've got my Amazon parcel.
God, your part's really boring.
You can't say Amazon, BBC.
Not Amazon, then.
This is great.
God, it's really boring part. It's real low in the
end. It's from Routledge, the actual publishers themselves. They've delivered a book.
Patricia Routledge?
Yes, written from her, I think.
Let's go to the start of the scene. Let's do the scene really quickly, and then we'll get on with the first question, David.
Right.
Here we go.
Knock, knock.
Oh, yeah, the scene, sorry. Oh, hello.
Hi, Elite.
How do you know my name?
I've been a postman for 2 years.
Oh, sorry, mate. Carry on.
Is
that what I said first time around?
Yes, it is. No, right. Definitely. There's been a dispute over the post.
Dispute? That sounds rude.
Not that rude, though. It's just about the posts being muddled up. And it's a case of someone...
I don't have time for this. Mother-in-law's coming round.
No, don't close the door, Lee.
And I've only got a firework in a toilet.
Oh, that's too much.
Okay, so you're going to be acting that scene
yes,
later?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Yes.
Good stuff, ladies.
Yes, so there's potential there, I think.
The first question. Are you nervous about filming your scene?
Yeah, very nervous. It's a big break for me, you know.
Okay, so the first question is, when do you feel confident, David? When do you feel in the zone? When do you feel confident?
I feel confident when I'm sort of sat on my bed on my own in my flat. Mm. It's when I leave the front door, that's when it starts crumbling. But I can really get myself into a really confident, you know, it's going to be okay, you can sort this out. You're 40 now, you've done all this before.
Are you 40?
I will be in a few
not
months'
40
time.
Now.
Not 40 right now, no, it's a bit of a lie.
Is the postman 40?
Yes, probably older.
Great, yeah.
I might need
a
moustache or something, add a few years.
I'll have a word with makeup.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be very helpful.
Getting you a...
Yeah, cheers.
It's not bad, is it?
No, not at all, definitely.
So you feel confident in your flat?
On my own, focused, you know, mentality, positive images in the skull, the brain.
You're being serious here?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I don't
show. Sorry. I didn't mean to add a bit confrontational there, wasn't it? So it's a case of, very positive, focused. I can just sort of hype myself up. You know, this is...
How do you do that?
Sound like? Whatever scenario would be a case of it going very, very well inside my head.
Yeah.
And then you wander into the realms of reality whereby you're not in control of everything, unlike your imagination.
Yeah.
And then doubt starts setting in like damp in a ceiling and slowly, you know, eats away at the wood type of thing. And the structure of the house isn't as solid as you originally thought. Which is a bit of a dark thought, but that's what happens, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, I keep that smile on, eye contact, and keep it going type of thing.
Yeah.
And just sort of limp through the day.
That's when people have breakdowns, don't they?
Yeah.
When they never address it.
Yeah, when they're not being honest with themselves, I guess.
I know, and a breakdown can keep you out of the whole loop for quite a few months. Just like a large triangle, really. Just sort of, you know, raised teeth, cool. show your teeth and a bit of a wink, bit of a good head gesture. I don't really think about a smile. I just go for it. I just stretch the skin back.
You're a teacher, aren't you? You're a teacher.
Are you?
Are you confident in the class?
Yeah, I try to be. Best foot forwards.
Right. How do you do that, David? You're a teacher. That's quite something, isn't it?
You just got to, you know, open the book, share the knowledge.
Do the pupils listen to this?
Who knows? At some point, probably, and then that'll probably be the end of my...
I had a friend who does stand-up and is a teacher, and their stand-up's quite controversial, and they were they had a... I think some of the PTA got together and complained.
Oh, my goodness.
And basically, they gave me an ultimatum. They said, either teach at this prestigious school or stop doing your fruity stand-up.
What would you do? What would you do if you were given that ultimatum?
I'd remove the fruity from the stand-up.
This podcast or your teaching career?
He could. It was his whole persona.
I think, you know, that's a very serious question. It does worry me at some point it's going to appear.
Does it?
It does, definitely. This is a real reality pill being put down my throat.
Is your stand-up controversial?
I don't think it is it?
I think it's very controversial.
Oh, really? Goodness me. A bit loose.
Deliberately controversial.
I think... I don't... Is it controversial,
do
maybe?
Do that bit about your... Do the bit from your
do
stand-up
show.
Do an hour's
show
do
now.
Do an hour's show now.
I wouldn't know where to start.
When you check your testicles.
Oh, no, that's not controversial. That's
when you're on Twitter or whatever, Grindr.
Well, on Grindr type of thing. Yeah. That was the idea that, yeah, someone signed me up to Grindr without telling me. So they thought it would be funny.
It's
and
a great joke, to be fair. Isn't it,
it is, isn't it? It starts off straight away.
Is this stand up?
A bit of banter with some of the chaps in the gym.
Yeah. Is this stand up?
It is stand up, yes.
I'm going to say stand up that way from now on.
Stand up.
Yeah,
stand
quite right, up. Quite right. Yeah. And it's just basically a chap sends me endless dick pics or photographs of his personal region.
I didn't think you'd be saying that today.
No.
I know, yeah. I've really lowered the tone, haven't I? So maybe it is controversial.
Soured
you're quite right. It's you wouldn't want to do that sort of joke around the Christmas table with the family. So he'd send me endless of these photos, try and put some energy into it. Endless of these photos. After a while, it blocked up all my memory space on my phone, so I couldn't use it. So I sent him a message saying...
Was it taken from above or below?
That's a very good point. I never thought of that. I think it's just straight on.
Straight on?
It's not low or high. It's not bird's eye or worm eye. It's just straight diagonally on, like if you were just looking at it.
No,
none of those.
Hedgehog eye.
Yeah, hedgehog eye type of thing.
Was that a squirrel eye? Yeah.
It wasn't a squirrel hedgehog. It was a hovering falcon sort of...
Or a bumblebee eye.
Yeah, it's a bumblebee. Or a cat on a shelf just staring directly in front of you.
Dog eye is about the same height.
Yes, it was a Labrador or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Directly gazing at it and sent me endless and endless photos. After all, I couldn't delete them because it blocked up my whole phone. So I sent a letter saying, "Dear Jerry, I'm paying £40 to Orange just to wander around with an electronic archive of your private parts in my back pocket. Look at image 702, 801 and 910. Zoom into left testicle. It might be a shadow or it could be a lump. See your GP."
True.
Yes, it is. It's a bit too near the
this
core.
This is like
it?
David Suchet.
It's very similar.
Because
apparently it's true that an optometrist was watching a close-up in Poirot and said there's a particular condition and wrote to his agent, said, "Can you pass on? Oh, I saw something in a close-up to do with his eye." And it turned out to be a correct diagnosis.
Of what?
I can't remember what the thing was.
That's fascinating.
Fake eye. But it was something he had that showed up in the eye that was correctly diagnosed.
Isn't that a TV show?
Big close-up in Poirot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think they'll let me on QI after this?
Okay, so
if you're looking at David right now, is there anything to diagnose?
Looking at
diagnose
David right
away,
now.
Please do anything that comes to mind.
Anemic?
Yep, that could be one. People have said that to me before.
Have they?
Too tall.
Yeah, like a ghost ghoul. Yeah, too tall.
Any red flags?
Any red flags? Am I looking anemic today?
A what?
Anemic. Like I haven't been on the vegetables and vitamins.
Oh, there's a knock at the door.
David. Oh, there we go. Knock.
It's the makeup department.
Oh,
I'm getting nervous now. Now it's reality.
Can you take him down to makeup, Katie?
Yeah, of course. Do you still want the tash?
Yes, I'd like the tash and some red cheeks because I do feel a bit pale now, a bit white. So
have puffed your way up the stairs with a big post bag.
Yes, very true. Yeah, that should red in my face.
Sometimes they use glycerin to look like sweat, but sweat.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, get me more into the character.
So we're just walking into the
moustache, sweat.
Makeup room, the makeup ladies. Hello, ladies. Makeup ladies.
He's busy.
So they take your seat, David.
There we go. Shall I sit here? Is that all right? Just sit there then. There we go.
Sit in the chairs provided.
Yeah, absolutely. There we go.
No one's in front of the mirror.
There we are.
You've got any advice to give David? Because we're obviously about half an hour from recording.
Hair and makeup advice?
No, just about his performance.
I'd say they're not looking for naturalism. It's a studio sitcom. Just bang your lines out.
Let's
don't
hit those
look,
lines again quickly.
Don't
yes,
look down
yeah,
the,
definitely.
Don't look down the camera. That's don't.
Yeah, you have to avoid that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
they want it. This is not one of those occasions.
It's not Mrs. Brown's boys.
Do they look down the camera?
I think
never
sometimes they break the fourth
had the
wall.
The pleasure of right. yeah, you wanna respect that wall.
Right. Okay. It doesn't exist. Sort of. Don't even look at it.
Yeah. Don't even
yeah,
think about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Like we do now in reality.
The fourth wall is the audience. Yeah. Don't be. So the audience tend to go really crazy. Don't let that put you off.
So in what way crazy? Sort of like screaming when you enter type.
Screaming
of
in pain.
Goodness me.
Out.
Right. Okay.
Setting themselves on fire. That kind
yeah.
of thing.
Wow.
Quite intense. And also the other thing is if
that's
they don't
how
laugh,
it's lit. People setting themselves on fire.
Is it?
Yeah.
Goodness me, the whole shebang.
Are you nervous, yeah. Dave? You're very comfortable.
No,
you're
about
to go
very
into
nervous.
A big ITV sitcom.
I know, I feel very nervous
BBC.
Indeed.
BBC
I'm just worried that, you know, what's going to happen. I was thinking if they don't laugh, there'd be canned laughter piped
you
in anyway.
You don't have any jokes per se, so you'll be all right. You can relax.
I'm just setting them up for Lee.
Just do your scene quickly, make sure you're...
You're right, yeah. So, knock, knock.
Oh, hello. And there'll be like a scream at that point,
yeah,
like recognition maybe.
Right,
everyone
stars
will
entered.
Laugh because it's like, oh, yeah. it's. They'll either be laughing at you or they'll think it's funny that Lee Max opened a door or whatever.
Right, okay, well, that's good. That's a good start, isn't it? They're getting what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that put you off.
No, I'll
pause
keep focused.
For the laughter to go.
Right, okay,
back
so
down.
Make sure maybe like a second after the laughter,
yeah.
kind of, yeah, give it a clear
right,
pause.
Ride the laugh, they call it.
All right, okay,
that
surf
it. Coming
it.
In just as it's the laugh's ending.
Right, okay. God, that's a lot to work out. Yeah, I'm getting
it
nervous
is,
now.
Yeah. That's why I got Katie
yeah.
along.
Yeah, no, yeah. thank you. This will be very useful. Okay, so knock, knock.
Oh, hello. Ah! Start down.
Lee, okay, excellent. Lee, it's your postman.
How do you want me?
Well, I'll bring you...
Ah! Pause.
I've been a postman now for two
Lines.
Years. Laugh from that.
Say it again.
Not.
I've been a postman now for 2 years.
Yeah,
but empathy.
Yeah.
Don't look over. Keep looking at... very distracting.
Yeah, but don't say that out loud.
No, quite right, yeah.
Because don't look over. And then... So yeah. you've just said, I've been a postman 2 years. Like a weird noise.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, there's been a dispute.
Oh, that sounds rude. Ah!
Pause.
Yeah, it was
straight to the audience.
Right,
again.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, quite right. Second pause, then straight in. Dispute, not that type. I think you've taken
no,
someone else's
before
post.
Before, I think you said, no, it doesn't. Which
no,
it's a
doesn't.
Great line.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
You might
true.
Get some laughter with
it
that.
Might be like, huh? Who's it? Yeah.
A bit of a, then a second silence.
Yeah.
Then straight in. I think you've got someone else's
see,
post,
at this
Lee.
Point, you could have, say, a technical problem, so the floor manager will come over, stop the scene. Completely, that might happen.
Blimey.
And then the warm-up guy starts up.
Who would that be?
Stuart Goldsmith? Someone
Stuart
like that?
Goldsmith, does he?
Alan Cochrane? Cochrane?
These are big names.
So it would be like... Anyway, so they'll carry on their story, and then Lee will start, you know, he'll start making little comments, what and you just have to the audience, and you just sort of stand there.
That sounds
okay,
like my
so
post.
Lee's not feeling great, so you're going to have to possibly take over with some improv. What would you do with
just
the audience?
Just a case of talk to some of the maybe the elderly
as,
people.
As a postman, don't forget.
This is true, yes.
Okay, so entertain them for 30 seconds.
Have we come far to see the sitcom?
Is
we've
that,
driven far?
Is that to one specific person or everyone?
That's true. I'd probably move my neck side to side so I was gazing to everyone.
Right.
Because it would be a bit intense just looking at one... Demanding their postcode type
you
of thing.
Might, your bit of set, the corridor, they might not be able to see you. They might be able to see you on a monitor. So you'd have to come out front, grab the handheld mic,
yeah.
and then start up.
Okay, right, okay. So I just wander out, I'll grab the... Hi, I'm Dave. I'm playing the role of a postman
yeah.
today.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's get to know each other whilst we're dealing with technical issues.
Yeah.
Have many of you travelled far via train or bus to be here?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Let's get some...
Yeah.
Clear geography pinpoints. Where have you come from?
Kitchen.
This is strong stuff, guys.
It is strong stuff.
I'm thinking straight to serious.
Okay, so have you got your first question for David?
Oh, yeah.
Katie? By the way, your moustache has been put on now.
Oh, you know? Lovely. Here we go.
There we go.
Okay, but choose. Okay, what would your last... If you're on death row, what would your last meal be?
If I was on... It sounds basic,
and
but
drink.
I love a large bowl of cereal. And I've said this before, Brian, so I won't crack on about it.
That's all right.
But I love a bit of granola with a bit of chocolate chip
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Whole
yeah.
milk, fresh from the fridge.
Yeah.
And part of me thinks go with alcohol, but I think I would just love, you know, chocolate milkshake, I think.
A chocolate thick milkshake.
Dairy chocolate milkshake. Dairy. Just probably
why are you on death row, by the way?
It would be murder, basically. Simple
what,
as that. Some
what,
kind of genocide.
It has
what
to
happened
be, doesn't it, to get on death row?
I think
it's
I think,
not parking.
No,
tickets,
God, no.
Is it?
No, absolutely not.
Who did you murder? What happened?
I don't
happened
think I pulled a trigger. It wasn't cold blood, but I probably set light to a house or a building. And
you didn't know
figures
someone was in there, like a homeless guy asleep.
I think there's a lot of people.
Figures.
Do you know what I mean? I think it was pretty horrific. I didn't mean to do it, but
why did you do it then?
I think it was a case of I had the resources there, the matches, the oil.
Yeah.
Too much time
you
on
just
my
got
hands.
Too much.
A bit
to
frustrated.
You are. You've got something in your mouth. You keep licking it inside of your lip.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
It might be the moustache that's gone in. I don't know.
That's fine.
Is it real hair?
I think it is, or it feels like carpet sort of thing.
Sometimes it's synthetic hair, isn't it?
It feels like normal, like I'm stroking a cat or something. It feels like proper hair sort of thing.
Okay, well, your makeup's all ready. So
wonderful stuff.
Back to the dressing room. I guess it's like a 5-minute wait, and then we'll be called on to set, so
I feel nervous. There we go.
Warm up your voice a bit or something.
Yes. One, two, one, two, three, something like that.
Scales, that kind of thing. Get your face moving.
Did you always feel nervous before going out to studio audience?
Yeah, I would be not nervous in the day, and then just because we did so many, it just became, you know,
just
routine.
Like me in the bedsit. When you're on your own, you're fine, and then suddenly you have to be pushed down to reality.
Just before saying your first line, I think I'd get nervous.
Gosh, do you have drinks with the cast?
What is your
afterwards
first line again, David?
Knock, knock, knock. I'm your postman.
But you don't say knock.
No,
do you?
No, I don't say knock. No, I just physically do it. I need to remember that.
So your first line is I'm your postman.
I think, yeah, knock, knock, knock.
Now, you say his name, don't you? Because he's had you know.
Oh, hiya, Lee.
Yeah, that's your first line.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great. There we go. That's fine.
Right.
I should have been auto-cue or something organised if...
I don't think so.
Right. That's not a problem at all. I'm ready and raring to go. I was going to say, do you have drinks afterwards with the cast and the crew?
Depends.
No, good grief, no. Nothing inappropriate like that. But it'd be nice to
I think we need to look at her recasting the postman.
So sorry.
I think we need to look at her recasting the postman.
Recasting the postman.
Wow, the head of BBC has been...
Oh, no.
We'll just see.
What have you done to anger him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've done anything.
ITV, sorry.
ITV.
It might be, or maybe it's the glycerine, the sweat.
ITV. What does ITV stand for, David?
International Television Vision. International Television... I don't know. That's a very good...
No.
Implications? I really don't know. Yeah, I just...
Yes, again.
territorial...
Implications sounds like a horrible nightclub.
ITV.
Two for one in implications.
I should know this. The I would be industry, television, vision.
Venture.
Something like that.
Yes, again.
Internal, technical,
yes,
visionaries.
Again.
What does ITN stand for?
International Television News.
Oh. Yes, again.
International. So it'd be international. It's not international ITV,
probably
though. It's
not.
Britain.
Yeah. Probably
so what
not
would the I be? It'd be industrial. It would be. Really?
Important.
No.
BBC's British Broadcasting
important
Corporation.
No.
Yeah, important. Important technical...
No.
David, second question. We got a question from Twitter. From @...
Independent.
Independent!
Television.
Television.
Independent television, simple as that. So the T and the V, you don't actually need the V, it's just IT.
@ Buncombe says, what's the smallest place you could fit into, do you think?
The smallest place that you can fit into... I could fit into. We did a surprise... birthday party for my brother-in-law Stuart, and I managed to it was a very narrow part behind a shelf, and by moving my head to the side like that, I pushed myself in, and it's a very, very narrow part of it. As long as I sort of managed to fold my head in,
right,
I managed to just get in there. It was a bit of a nightmare.
How long
getting out
were you in there for?
I was in there for about just below 15 minutes.
Like 13, 14.
Yeah, 13 sort of minutes type of thing. And I properly wedged myself in there behind.
Why did you do that again?
Because we all had to have hiding places.
That's
what
were
I went
you
to
playing?
Leap out.
Oh, for the birthday.
Yeah, like a surprise birthday party.
Mm. And so there was, that's quite a long wait, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it was very uncomfortable.
Usually they go, oh, here they come, everyone hide, don't they?
Yes, and it was a case of all the best places, like behind the couch, had gone. My dad had gone behind the curtain. I mean, he's 80 now. You can't expect
too
much from him.
Can we recreate this scene? So we're at your brother-in-law Stuart's surprise birthday. We're all there. We're all hiding. Could we recreate the scene where you tuck yourself behind the shelf?
Yep. Okay.
Where are you going to go, David?
Well, quick, everyone hide.
Quick.
He's coming.
I could go behind the couch of you, Mother.
He's coming in 13 minutes.
You can be Stuart, Charles.
He's coming in 14 minutes. Everyone hide.
Right. Well, doesn't seem. I think most of the places have been taken. Yeah. I'm sort of stood there in the lounge on my own, hands on my hips, sort of looking around.
Well, obviously, no one's going to fit in that
David.
Little bit of slither
well,
of shell.
I'll have
David?
To see if I can give it a go. God. Right, I've got my shoulder in. I breathe in.
So, what are you doing, David?
I've got one arm and one thigh in, and that's it.
He's coming quick, 12 minutes.
I just push myself. I've moved to the side. My cheeks really. I've got splinters in my cheeks now. They really are. Just pushing myself in. Here we go. I'm trying to push myself.
It's worth it. It's going to be really chill.
Right, I'm going to have to take my shoes off. My belt keeps
ready
getting
or
stuck.
Here,
here he comes.
Well, I mean, I'm just about in. I think you can see a bit of blonde hair, but not too much.
There we go. That was a nice scenario, wasn't it?
It was, definitely.
Yeah. So that would be the smallest hole you could fit in?
Yes, like a large little crack behind a shelf.
Okay. Have you got any more questions, Katie?
Oh, yeah, I've got a question for you. Okay, so, Dave, you're opening...
Dave? Did you call him Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
No, that's absolutely fine.
You're opening...
Dave's fine.
..like a boutique hotel, okay? And I want you to talk me through some of... Each room's going to have a different theme. And I want you to talk me through some of the themes you're going to decorate the different bedrooms for the guests that are going to stay in. So, like, maybe one will be, like a Star Wars or a jungle theme. And also, if you can mention, like, key pieces of furniture... Or a feature that donates the theme in some of the themed bedrooms.
For the benefit of the listeners at home, David was concentrating fully on Katie's question, nodding away.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you mean a boat, boutique?
A boat, you can say, it can be a boutique one if you want.
Yeah,
boutique just means like a sort of, which is like specialised, isn't it?
Five stars type thing.
Yeah,
I'll try and go the... sorry, what are you saying?
They're coming, they want to stay at your hotel specifically because... They really enjoy the theme.
What's the hotel called, David?
That's up. Maybe like the Woolly Cow.
Why not the Woolly Cow? That sounds absolutely fine.
I think people want to stay in your hotel because they really enjoy the sort of the wacky themed bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
it's
what?
It's like a novelty.
I think this is just an idea that's coming to mind, but I think it needs to be a theme where, because you say it needs to have like a charity element to it.
Why?
About bringing people. I thought you said charity and donations.
Stop pointing.
No. Oh, no, sorry, I must just be, so I'll put that away.
Woolly and Cow.
Woolly Cow, right, okay. I don't know.
No, it's a normal hotel.
A normal hotel. I only think about a theme, which I don't think many people embrace, which could be perhaps different religion-themed rooms.
Yeah.
Or different...
It could be quite offensive, that, couldn't it, depending on...
As long as it was, you know, appropriate type of thing.
You have pictures on the website, I think, showing what every theme is in every bedroom.
So, Christianity...
What would be in the Christianity room?
Just a large crucifix.
You're sleeping under a huge crucifix.
I think they'd find that comforting if they were of that faith.
Would there
that
be
order.
A sort of bloody Christ on it, or just...
I think it'd be quite, you know, realistic. You could ask beforehand, do you want blood on it or without?
Yeah, yeah.
Beforehand, because, you know, we want to give it that extra special touch.
What would the Scientology room look like?
The Scientology would be lots of crystals that glow as your moods
crystals?
Go up or down.
Really?
I think they're into crystals, yes.
Are they really?
They're into UFOs and things like that, so your bed could be like a circular saucer.
Circular bed's good.
Yes. So you've got that.
You say saucer, not like you're going to you're going to dip into the bed like it's curved.
No, it'd be
so
more
you
like
roll down and into the bed.
You'd roll down into the bed. Yes, definitely. So it's like a literal, and then you put over like
David?
A bubble over your head. Sorry.
Room number 23, please.
Room number 23 is for people who are of the Jewish
room number
faith.
34.
34 would be Buddhism meditation.
76.
Keep it very simple. 76, the good old Church of England will be rearing its head. That would be a, the crucifix is... a lovely marble statue of Mary cradling the young JC, Jesus.
What's at the top of the building?
Right at the top of the... Do you know what
what's the best suite? Like, executive suite? Is that all the world religions, like Baha'i?
Well, in actual fact, this is an idea that right at the top, people would always have to eat together. Side
communion.
By side, you'd have a Jewish person, Christian, Scientology, and they're all just eating together in one big holy buffet.
That's nice.
Type of thing. So bringing them together type of thing at the end. It's like, if you want to stay in your religion, that's fine, but you'll starve. If you want to eat...
Do you have to be of that religion to stay in that room? And how do you check that?
That's something we need to look into. I'd need some kind of certificate.
Who's we? Is that you and your wife?
Me and my staff.
Oh, right.
The hotel staff.
Right.
I perhaps want to look through your Facebook profile, you know, ring up whoever's the head of your church.
Right.
And make sure you're a frequent worshipper.
Frequent flyer.
Okay.
How much do the rooms cost on average?
The rooms would cost, on average, about £300 to £400.
That's a lot.
It is, but I think, you know, hopefully your church would donate some money to give you the experience.
David, you're being called to what do you call it? Set?
Set, yeah.
Set. You're being called to set, David. Are
blimey,
you ready?
Well, this is it. Yeah, well, I guess so.
Postman's hat on.
Right, okay, let's get the hat on. Let's get some sweat on my face. I've been up the steps.
Oh, God, I'm nervous for you, mate.
It's quite intense.
Up. Can you hear them?
Yeah,
what sometimes will happen at the beginning, you might get introduced at the beginning. So the warm-up guy will sort of say, here are the main cast. And also this week... giving it a go is, and then introduce you and you come out.
And do I say anything to the audience or just keep silent?
Yeah, you just come out and do that.
Just sort of a thing. Nod, thank you.
Okay, yeah. We're walking out. I'm getting hardly anything, David.
Yeah. Well, once I get the dialogue coming out of my mouth, they might be interested then.
Okay, are they normally this quiet, the audience?
No.
David.
Yeah, yes?
Your costume... You yep. aren't wearing any clothes.
This is true. Okay, let's just pop
go
on the fabrics.
Room.
Oh, you have to put clothes on.
Okay, that's not a problem. I've got so much to worry about. The scripts, the laughter.
That's why they went quiet. Come
right,
on.
Okay, it's understandable.
That's your dressing room. We'll see
get
you in a
shirt
sec,
on
David.
First.
We'll see you in a sec.
Okay, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And he's back again. Hi, Dave. That's better. You've got your uniform on.
Yes.
And everyone's clapping you, David.
Thank you for your applause.
Do you want to say something to them quickly before you get ready?
Hi, my name's Dave Eckwoods. I've come all the way from Sussex to be here. I'm just hoping to add to the entertainment for the evening.
You're getting a big old applause, Katie.
Yeah, they know me.
Yeah.
I'm a regular now.
Yeah.
So that must be a lovely
They'll
feeling.
They'll clap at anything.
No, don't say that, for crying out loud. That's not good for either of us.
So where should David go now, Katie?
Okay, so the scene before
director?
Yours... Yeah, that's true. You probably get a few notes from the director, a few things. That there might be technical that maybe...
he's coming over now.
About
I think the director's coming over.
Where he was standing.
Will he write it down for me, or what happens? Will he just say it?
No, I think he'd talk to you.
Okay, that'd be good,
face.
Helpful. Yeah. Is he coming over now?
Hello, ducky.
Oh, hello, how are you? Dave Edwards, pleased to meet you. Handshake. Have you got any notes?
Great actor.
Oh, thank you. Coming from you, that's a great compliment. Thank you very much.
Who is it, David?
It's the great director himself.
His name?
Richard Martz.
Martz.
Martz, M-A-R-T-S.
Okay.
Well known for sitcom directing. The
Do you know many postmen?
I've opened doors to them and discussed my post with them. I've never, gone to a private activity with one, but I've seen them on the streets.
Great story.
This is true, yes. Yeah, well, it's anecdotes like that I think are going to really add to the comedy.
Wow, great story.
Have you got any notes you want to give him, Richard?
Richard Martz.
Open your eyes wider.
Open my what wider? My wise?
I think he said eyes.
Oh, eyes. Okay,
open
yes.
Your open your eyes wider.
Okay.
There is good advice as well.
Quite right, yeah. Definitely eyes.
Wires.
Open.
Wires?
Full eye contact to Lee.
Any other notes, quickly?
He's thinking, isn't he?
And keep those teeth still.
Right, okay, still teeth and a lot of eye contact. That's what we need to do.
When we did the scene earlier, I did notice your teeth moving about a bit.
Yeah, the roots, I think the gums have gone slightly. The roots aren't quite as thick as they used to be.
David,
they can do it in post.
Can they?
Do everything in post.
They're about to do your scene. We have a section in the episode.
Really picking them up on the mic.
Well,
they're really picking your teeth up on the mic.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I just put my lips over them, I suppose, just to shield them.
So we have a section of the podcast where David gets to ask the guest a question. It's called the Golden Question section.
Okay.
David, you got a question for Katie?
Yeah, I certainly have. Would you say January blues is a myth, or would you say it's certainly a reality?
Well, SAD, seasonal affectation disorder, is what they call it.
Oh, right, so it's quite scientific. Well,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That, I think that is a real thing, yeah. Yeah, it's like levels of serotonin drop because you're not getting as much sun.
Do you feel it during that month, the January month?
I've always hated summer. Yeah.
You hated summer?
I'm happier in winter.
Oh, right, so January's fine.
David. I'm the opposite. I feel like a real prick in the summer.
You feel like a prick?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like a prick?
I feel some people are embracing it more. Like, I do feel that sometimes.
What do you wear in the summer,
Katie? I feel like I want to cover up. I don't feel like... I don't like showing off my body.
Right.
You have to do that in the summer.
Yeah, you do, yeah. But some people just embrace
all
it more.
All my clothes
and...
are, like, really good winter clothes.
Yeah, I'm not
just...
that.
Feel uncomfortable and sweaty and awkward.
Oh yeah,
and
I don't
pale mean, in the summer.
If you're wandering through London or Brighton and you just got horrific.
What do you wear in the summer, David?
I might sport some shorts, you know, show off the old legs. They're not the most dynamic of things, but I need to work on my calf muscles, I think. A t-shirt, perhaps. Yeah.
Do you think he looks sounds like a prick in the summer?
Shorts,
no.
T-shirt.
No.
I think
it's
I could sort
me.
Of pass.
Just
so
you
enjoy January then? You can put
I
on your winter
as a,
clothing?
As a postman in the summer.
You
yeah, I'm more comfortable, yeah. I'm more comfortable in the winter. Winter coat. Yeah, I do think it's a real thing.
But seasonal disorder, it's an element whereby, isn't it, when it's dark, you feel more kind of depressed with that element?
Seasonal affectation disorder is what they call it. People use light boxes to try and cheer themselves up.
Does he?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it work, do you know, or...?
I think,
I'll give
it,
anything
I think
a go.
It might be psychosomatic. I think some people think it works, yeah. Quite successful.
You two are really getting on.
We a lot of similar interests there. We're both affected by the weather and light.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm mega sensitive to light and sound.
Definitely.
Do you have to cover your ears when sirens go past?
Can we play just some sort of romantic music underneath this?
A bit of romance, please.
We met on Grindr.
We certainly did.
Thank you, editor. Right. Carry on. She's lovely.
I tell you, when it comes to sounds, the worst thing for me, definitely, and I have an issue with this, I thought about going to a hypnotist.
Oh, yeah.
Is noisy eating, breathing
through
the nose.
It's a sign of high intelligence, apparently. I read an article about it. If you hate the sound of other people, like human noises.
Well, I have a real... I don't know about intelligence to that degree, because I don't know, I'm 40 now. I don't know if I've hit my IQ.
No, you're not.
I'm 39 at the moment, you're quite right. But I can really be driven up the wall with bad eating.
Yeah,
that is just be horrific. And it sort of puts me in a bit of a rage. Yeah, that'd be just terrible. I'd have a real problem with that.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely. All those sound effects just...
I think people generally not being considerate of others drives me quite crazy.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Right, this is lovely to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is lovely. I know, it's a lovely moment.
It is. Just two people, similar interests, similar hates.
When
upon
else do
life.
You hate?
Definitely, I hate bad eating.
Like bad manners.
Definitely.
Do you mind? But it's elbows on the table. Would you
elbows at the table
far?
Would be fine. That would be the end of the world.
Can you sing a quick song called "Elbows on the Table," David?
By all means.
Yeah.
I'm sat here behind the varnished table, sipping soup from my bowl. I'm living in a nirvana that's been crushed by your elbows, slamming on the table like an inconsiderate
always
pig.
The same tune.
Always the same
changing
tune.
Is it really?
Really annoys me. Really annoys me. Right, they're about to do your scene. Have you got any last-minute advice,
request,
Katie? God, I'm so nervous for you.
I feel horrific.
Deep breath. You can go wrong and nothing... No, no one's going to die. You'll get at least three goes.
At least three, that's not too bad.
That's not so bad. And then they'll use the best... They'll edit it together to make it look like you did an okay job.
Well, that sounds good.
And
they'll
mostly,
sort of...
the shots will be on the star, so you don't need to worry.
That's taken a lot of pressure. Well, I hope I do appear slightly, though.
Just
kind of...
tell the story.
Definitely.
You're simply there to tell the story.
Okay,
I'm there to serve the story.
Okay, the scene before is just finishing.
Just go for it, ducky.
Action. Right, thank you, director.
Action. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
right.
So I reckon it would go... So Lee would probably be inside and he'd be finishing off his last hilarious line or something. Like, oh, yeah, they heard that before. Oh, there's someone at the door, hang on. Opens the door.
Hi, Lee, I'm...
Oh, how'd you know my name?
Let the laughter move.
Don't say let the laughter.
Cut.
Another take.
Cut.
Don't say let the laughter.
Sorry, team, I apologise. Sorry, team.
Okay. You ready, director?
Yes, ducky.
Okay, say action and we'll crack.
Action.
Up.
Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
So now...
Cut.
So I was waiting for the audience because they'd be screaming because Lee's just turned up.
Not necessarily.
No, he hasn't just turned up. He's been in the scene before.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Sorry, team. It's okay. I've got it now.
Whenever you're ready, director. Richard.
Action.
Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, how do you know my name?
Cut Ducky.
Cut Ducky.
It wasn't happy with that.
Why Cut Ducky?
I thought that was all right.
Action Ducky.
Action Ducky. Right, here we go. I've worked out now. I know what I need to do.
You just said action.
Come on. You can't say it now.
You just said action.
Oh, someone...
Sorry, Richard.
Richard Martz is the best.
Action Ducky.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hang on.
I've got stage fright.
Cut Ducky.
I've completely forgot my line. I apologise. Sorry.
Did you say you got stage fright?
Yeah, I think there's just too much pressure.
We have to move on.
No.
Action
just give me one
ducky.
More go.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, actually, no.
Cut Ducky.
Too much focus on the...
Why Cut Ducky? Don't you like? What have you seen you don't like?
Too intense.
Too intense. It's an intense atmosphere.
Too intense.
Okay. Let's go for him.
When you're ready, mate.
Action Ducky.
Oh. Someone at the door.
Hi, Lee, I'm your postman.
How do you know my name?
I've been your postman now for 2 years.
Cut Ducky.
I can't remember my line.
Sorry, I've dropped the ball there.
That was Lee
Mack.
That was Lee Mack. No. Went wrong then.
We're going to have to
Sorry,
nail
Richard.
This. Last
Give
go.
Any notes?
It's not a question, David.
It's not a question. How did I say it? I said, I've been here for 2 years.
Right.
It's more of a statement. I've been here for 2 years.
There's the dispute line. Don't forget the dispute line.
Oh, yes,
line.
You're quite right. There's a dispute with the post. I've got it completely now.
Action
really quite
Ducky.
Okay. Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, how do you know my name?
Hi, Lee. I'm... Sorry,
yeah,
I really...
This is annoying me now.
Sorry, Brian, I'm going to get this right
Cut
now.
Shout at me.
Sorry, I apologise. Keep the volume down, sorry.
Cut Ducky.
Sorry. Quite right.
Need an action for
Action Ducky.
Action Ducky would be a good cartoon, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I like that. See what the duck gets up to.
Hang on, can't talk about
Cut
that.
Ducky.
Cut Ducky. Action Ducky.
Oh, someone at the door.
Action Ducky.
Hi, Lee.
Oh, how do you know my name?
Hi, Lee, I'm your postman.
Right. What do you want?
There's been a dispute.
Oh, that sounds rude.
Not that type of dispute. It's the post that's being muddled up.
Oh, I don't have time for this.
Well done, David.
Hugely appreciated.
Well,
I think that went down quite well.
Such a round of applause.
They really are. I think that went down quite well.
You're on my feet.
That's a rap ducky.
This is the character
time
might reappear.
Duck rap.
Time for
duck rap.
Rap drinks now. All rap in the green
this
room.
This is what I've been hoping for. Champagne and chat with the stars.
Yeah, sausage rolls. Someone's made a cake of your scene.
Oh, really? A postman knocking on the door with sweat and a moustache?
Yeah, taking the ages.
Come with M.E. Ducky.
Come
just
with me.
You.
Some special time with the director? Very nice. Why not?
Uh-oh.
I'll bring the cake along.
Uh-oh.
Lie down.
Okay. That's been stressful.
Right, thank you so much, Katie, for getting involved in this episode.
Oh,
thank you,
lovely.
David.
No, thank you, Brian. Hugely appreciate it.
Big thanks to our director, Richard
Oh, yes, Martz. Thank you, Richard, for your wisdom.
Richard Martz and Charles. And have you got
no
anything
worries.
You want to... Plug or anything, Katie?
Plug?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new... I need
to unplug my ear.
Needs to unplug her
Get
ear.
Get rid of that wax. Have some air going through your ear passages.
Yeah. I'll have to go home and drain it.
Okay.
Katie, you wax.
Katie, wax.
Yeah, exactly. Ruby
it's
wax.
It's a lovely feeling when that wax breaks through, though. It's a great
Isn't it?
Feeling. Euphoric.
It's like having your senses back.
It is.
Is it
full strength?
You two again. The music's playing.
Absolutely. Just interacting. This is what you do after you've done a sitcom. You
it's
just
it's
interact
not normal.
With the cast.
Do you not get on with the people normally?
Not with the women. He's got a problem with women. Yeah.
No, I'm breaking through that now. Breaking through that. It's 2018. I'm waking up to reality.
Thank you, everybody. And see you on the next podcast. Bye bye.
Cut Ducky.
We'll be right back. That was a Mr. Box production.